Hello everyone, I'm Madhumita Mantri, Staff Product Manager at Walmart Marketplace. Welcome to my podcast, Product Mastery in the Age of AI and ChatGPT, where I usually cover the complexities of technology and innovation. Today's episode is self-hosted by me. My focus for today is how businesses can harness the power of data by building AI, ML, and data platforms with a product mindset. So, in the ever-evolving digital landscape, platforms have become the backbone of many businesses. But there is a new kid on the block that is changing the game, and that is no one but AI, ML, and data platforms. Unlike several other software platforms, these platforms are intelligent, adaptive, and capable of learning from data. Today, I will explore how to build and manage these platforms like a product, emphasizing on user needs, delivering value incrementally, and fostering a culture of innovation. I'm going to cover from understanding the users and defining a product vision to selecting the right technology and building iteratively. I'll also cover real-world examples, actionable insights, and will help one embark on this transformation journey. So sit back, relax, and get ready to reimagine the world of AI/ML data platforms. Let's get started. To set the scene, let's understand the key difference between traditional software platforms and AI/ML data platforms. What is a traditional software platform? Think of these as tools built to perform specific tasks based on predefined rules and logic. They are great at automating routine processes, but they lack the ability to learn and adapt from data. Imagine a calculator. It can perform complex calculations, but it won't improve its accuracy or learn new formulas on its own. AI/ML and data platforms, these platforms leverage artificial intelligence and machine learning to analyze vast amounts of data, identify patterns, and make predictions or decisions. They are constantly learning and improving, adapting to new information and changing circumstances. It's like having a personal tutor who not only teaches you but also adapts their teaching style based on your learning patterns and progress. Now, let's outline the key steps in building an AI/ML and data platform like a product. First thing, understand the users. Ask this question: who will be using the platform? What are their needs, challenges, pain and gain, and goals? Understanding the user is the foundation of a successful product that we all know, and the same analogy applies for building a platform like this. Now let's take an example. A healthcare organization building a platform for patient data analysis. It's essential to understand the needs of doctors, nurses, and researchers who will be using this platform. Doctors might need quick access to patient records, while researchers might require tools for complex data analysis, or they might need highly structured data to do advanced analytics on top of it. So one could be expecting more transactional data access, while other could be expecting more structured and highly enriched and transformed data. So understanding the user need can be very helpful and essential for building especially AI/ML and data platform, because you live and breathe using data. So knowing your user and their data needs are extremely important. Otherwise, if you fail at it, it's going to be very expensive because data is expensive, data processing is expensive, and getting insights from data is expensive process. Now, if this is the user context in the example I covered, now if you are to set a product vision, then what that would look like. So in order to define a product vision, there are certain questions we need to answer. One is, what does the platform aim to achieve? What are the key goals and objectives? A clear product vision guides development and ensures everyone is on the same page. Now, here is the example based on building on top of what the example we covered in the previous point, which is understanding the user. Now, building on top, the product vision could look like enable healthcare professionals to make data-driven decisions, improve patient outcomes, and optimize resource allocation. Now that you have defined the vision, so how to get to this target state? So choosing the right technology is extremely important. This is where the solution plays an extremely important role. Of course, if you are a product manager, then you might be working with a tech lead or an engineering leader in the space and defining what that solution and technology would look like. But as a product manager, it's also important for you to understand what can be possible technology based on your vision and user needs. So the tech landscape is vast and it is ever evolving. So selecting tools and technologies that align with your organization's needs, budget, expertise, a skill set, considering the specific requirements of AI/ML workloads are extremely critical. Now let's take an example. Opting for cloud-based platforms with built-in AI/ML like AutoML by Google and these capabilities for faster deployment and scalability, or investing in specialized hardware for handling large-scale machine learning models. These are very different technology, but based on your needs, it could vary, like what type of technology you're going for. Now, how to build iteratively? Don't try to build everything at once. Start with the minimal viable or likable product. Enhance it based on user feedback. So have a design partner who are the end users of your platform. Take them along with the journey and take their feedback and build the MVP or MLP, which is most likable product. And this approach validates assumptions, fosters learning, accelerates value delivery. So for example, if you're trying to scale early on, it's not a good idea because in AI/ML and data platforms, there's so much unknown and there's a high probability of failure. So highly recommend to achieve product market fit before you scale. So first of all, like how quickly you can build an MVP and validate is extremely important. Now let's take an example. Launching a platform with basic data visualization and a simple ML model for predicting patient admissions could be your first phase. Once you validate that, then gradually adding more advanced features like personalized treatment recommendation, risk satisfaction based on your user feedback. So these are important, and taking an iterative approach helps you to build a product that meets user needs and is user-centric. Now let's talk about how to measure success. How will you know if the platform is successful? Define key metrics and track them regularly. This helps identify areas for improvement. Showcase the platform's value to stakeholders. Example, tracking metrics like model accuracy, time saved on data analysis, or task success rate, improvement in patient outcomes through qualitative survey and feedback, and overall cost savings is also very important in terms of while building a platform product. Now, let me dive deeper into each step, offering best practices and insights based on my experience to guide you through this journey. Now, let's explore some unique insights to make your AIML in data platform stand out. First thing first, embracing experimentation is very important. A lot of time we don't realize and don't invest early on this technology or approach, and that costs a lot later on. So highly encourage teams to try new things, learn from failures, and iterate quickly. The field of AIML is constantly evolving, so fostering a culture of experimentation is the key to stay ahead of your competition. Now, once the experimentation is clear, it's also important to have a successful experimentation strategy, and also building iteratively, validating your hypothesis quickly, and constantly improving through feedback. Everything you need data, and just data is not enough. For AIML especially, you need a highly structured and qualitative data. Of course, you can blend a structured data with unstructured data, or there are ways to handle unstructured data. However, it does need a lot of data quality and governance in that case. So prioritize that also very much, because many of the orgs do not do that. Again, it results in poor model accuracy, and the predictability is not great. Overall, it impacts customer experience and not good for your business. So clean, accurate, and well-governed data is the foundation for any successful AIML initiative. So definitely invest in the tools that would enable clear data governance policies and data quality. Now, once that is done, when you build a model, it's also very complex and opaque. So definitely focus on explainability and transparency, because that helps you to build trust and ensure ethical use of AI. One simple example, if you're collecting and processing the data for, say, AIML, then say it is going through multiple transformations, and your end user is getting an outcome which could be a predictability score or something of that kind. And in that case, the users will be curious how the data is derived and how this score is derived. Now, having a lineage and sharing the definition of data transformation and how the algorithm is working and achieving the outcome, specific outcome, will help improve transparency and explainability, and also trust in your product. More and more people will be more excited to use your platform in that case. Definitely, when you are building a platform, especially, you have to keep the scalability and flexibility in mind. You don't have to scale your platform immediately until you achieve your product market fit. But you have to always remember that you are building, keeping the scalability and flexibility in mind, so that if your product is successful tomorrow, then you can quickly iterate and scale it. And also, it is flexible to integrate with the larger ecosystem, and you can scale the system very easily. So design your platform to handle increasing volumes of data, especially evolving business needs is resulting in large growth of data. Cloud native architectures, modular design can help achieve this. And I've seen blending real time and offline data is at scale is not easy to do, and most of the ML platform needs it, because you draw insights from this real time and combining it with offline data to prepare most of the time your features for ML and AI solution. And this can be extremely complex, and doing this at scale with accuracy can be tricky. So make sure you have the right infrastructure if your business demands for something like this kind of data. So it's very much important to remember these key insights and takeaways for building a robust and successful AI ML and data platform. So building an AI ML and data platform is an ongoing journey, not a one-time effort. It demands continuous effort, collaboration, and a commitment to improve. With the right approach, one can create a platform that empowers businesses, drives innovation, and delivers tangible value. As I wrap up, here are the key takeaways for you. Understand the difference between traditional software platforms, AI, ML, and data platforms. Adopt a product mindset, which means focus on solving real problems for real users, which are not easier to solve. Build iteratively. Before building iteratively, understand your users. Define a product vision. Choose the right technology. Have that strategy, well-defined strategy in place. Get buy-in. And once that is all done, build iteratively. Measure success. Define metrics to make sure you are measuring success, you are on track to get to your target state, and take an iterative approach. Also, don't forget to experiment, validate your hypothesis as quickly as possible. Do not forget prioritizing data quality, governance, user experience, explainability, and future-proofing your platform. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this podcast has helped you to reimagine the approach to building AI ML and data platforms. Hope you enjoyed it and wait for my next episode.